This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. Here we are at our second program of five on managing depression after counseling, or the story of Scott. If you recall from the first program, I shared a letter that I had composed based on my conversation with Scott, where he outlined 5 points that were giving him trouble in the year since he had been through intensive counseling. The first one was overextended and unprepared. That is, it was difficult for him to manage balance and not fall into the bad habits again. The second, which is today's program, is transparency and vulnerability. He was quite open in sharing after he was done and feeling really good. But now he's wondering. The third program, which is next week, talks about the battle with pills. In Scott's case, he took some medication. And I think a lot of us do, and I want to talk about that. The fourth program is this a trough or the valley of despair? How do I know if I'm really going into a deep depression again? The fifth and final program will be looking at scheduling healing times. As I said, today we're on program number 2, transparency and vulnerability. This has to do with the issue that Scott struggles with over the idea of when he was just finished with treatment, he felt really good. He felt really wonderful. He was alert, he was motivated, he had energy, the medications were working well, and he had many opportunities to share with other people about his journey. It was no problem for him to be very open about his struggles and the lies that he told himself and that were told to him about depression and stuff like that. Well, now, he's come through a number of hills and valleys like everybody, but it has caused some real doubt to set in. And he wonders if he should have been honest before, because now he feels like a failure. He feels like he's gone back on his word. He feels like he let people down. I want to deal with that. So, Scott, as we think about this, you kept it a secret before, and then you got some help, and you got real open about it, and you helped a lot of people in talking about it. People said, well, if Scott can get help, then I can too. Some people maybe went into counseling. Some people renewed their own work, and they felt restored just processing with you. So one of the things you need to tell yourself is that you've already helped a lot of people. The fact that you're feeling vulnerable right now because you aren't at the same level you were at before isn't necessarily a problem. I think it's normal. I think you're going to be feeling vulnerable and, frankly, embarrassed. I don't know about you, but I frequently find that I revisit my conversations or my talks or whatever with people afterwards, and I'm really good at making myself feel horrible. I always say to myself, why did you say that? You could have said that differently. They must think you're an idiot. I go through that, so this self-talk isn't something that only you do, Scott. All of us do it. It's just that sometimes some of us believe it a whole lot more. We accept it as the gospel truth and the complete truth, and then we beat ourselves up with it. Now, we're looking at this, I don't feel good now, therefore I probably shouldn't have been open issue. I think the downtimes help us, Scott. The downtimes really can help us. Why do I say that? I mean, it's easy for me to say I'm not having a down day today. But when I am having a down day, I have to go look at this. Downness, depressiveness, situational sadness are all very useful things because they force us to look at how we're doing. Some of us aren't particularly sensitive to looking at our feelings. We kind of go through life feeling pretty good and reacting to things. But after we've been through something intensive, like counseling for depression, I think that this questioning is very appropriate. How am I doing, really? Scott, I think you need to look at this as just another opportunity for you to review, analyze, correct, and revise. It doesn't have to be, oh, I'm having these negative feelings, I'm having these depressive thoughts, nothing worked, I'm a failure. It doesn't have to be this way. Have you been dishonest with yourself in the past? Well, I think so. We all struggle with being dishonest. Have you been down one day and someone asked how you were doing and you said, fine? We all do that. Have you been down and someone came and said that you really helped them a lot and then you refused to acknowledge your downness? Sure. I think we all deal with that. Is that good? Is that right? Is that perfect? No. But remember, we're not perfect anyway. We need to be honest. Now, if you've said in the past, I'm looking forward to never being depressed again, and you didn't say but after that, maybe you do need to do some repairing. I think it's good at times like this to revisit what you actually were saying when you were feeling well and change what you say in the future. For example, let me play around with this with you a little bit. Let's say you said things like, you know, I was so despairing I didn't think that I could live much longer. But now that doesn't even enter my mind. I never struggle with thoughts of hurting myself or quitting or anything like that. Well, if that's what you were saying, and now you're feeling that way, I think it's important that you change your story for next time. And I think you can give a process story about how things are going. It would go something like this. I was in treatment for depression about a year ago, and I really had a wonderful time with it. That sounds really bizarre to say, but I really did. I got in touch with stuff I'd never gotten in touch with before, and I learned so much about myself. In my case, I also need to be on some medication to help me process things, to give me a little bit more energy, and everything worked together really well. I ended my time of counseling to go back to my work, feeling totally connected with myself, my wife, my family, in a way that I hadn't done before. But you know what? All good things come to an end, it seems. I've had bad times. I've had down times. I've had times where I really felt like I got depressed for a couple weeks or something. My first thought when this happened was that I felt like a failure with all that talking that I had done and everything. But these were lies that I told myself to try and keep myself down. This is a process. I'm not convinced that I will never have a depressed day in my life. As a matter of fact, I think based on my past year, I'm going to be a regular sad person on occasion. I don't really care about that. I don't think that's great. But you know what? That's me. I just need to tell you that you're going to have up times and you're going to have down times. Well, that was a little bit of the talking through, Scott. I hope that might have helped you. I think it's very important that we remember through all of this that honesty is the best policy and that transparency and vulnerability are usually the best things to do. Now, I'm not saying that if someone stops you on the street and asks you how you're doing, that you give them a 20-minute personal and intimate review of how you're doing and feeling. But in the right context with the right people, you can be open and honest, and you can be transparent. When you find yourself second-guessing that, say, did that help me? Was I congruent with what was going on inside of me? Did it help them? If the answers to most of those are yes, then I think you did the right thing. Say to yourself and to those people around you, I feel good today. I feel good right now, and tomorrow I might not. I have some control over that. I've learned new ways of thinking and behaving, and I have better resources around me. I can be honest with people like I couldn't before. I think that's going to make a big difference, but I do know that I'm not going to fight about worrying about always being optimistic, always being up. Those were some of the lies that I did before that messed me up. I'm going to try and be the person that I'm supposed to be, and for right now, that seems like I'm going to be a moody person at times. Now, Scott, if you took that attitude, a couple of things are going to happen, I think. One is, you're not going to be fighting with yourself all the time about whether you're doing the right thing or saying the right thing, because there's no sense of what is right and wrong in this. There is a sense of being honest about what is going on. Secondly, people around you are going to have a better understanding of how you're doing, and that can help them help you. So as you look at all of this, don't worry about being transparent and vulnerable. You'll probably make some mistakes, but you'll probably have some wonderful times of sharing too. And you'll probably really do some positive things in the lives of those people around you. So continue to see yourself in all your brokenness and all your weaknesses as exhibiting His strength. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.